Carlson, transgenderism is the most dangerous extremist group in the United States, there's no mistaking that. By Jeff Poore on April 8, 2023. Friday, FNC host Tucker Carlson reacted to an attack on former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines, who spoke out against transgender females competing in female collegiate athletics at San Francisco State University a night earlier. Carlson proclaimed that the left, specifically the Biden administration, promoted the transgenderism movement with what he described as religious extremists. Transcript as follows. Carlson, this is the saddest and at the same time, by far the most hopeful day on the Christian calendar. There was a time not so long ago when the overwhelming majority of Americans observed Good Friday. They got up, they went to church, they talked about it at the office and at dinner that night. It was part of their culture, that's no longer true. Tonight, you wonder how many Americans even know it's Good Friday. So after hundreds of years, this has finally become a non-Christian country, but it's not a secular country. You know, sometimes people call it that, but they are wrong. There are no secular countries. Every country has a religion because every person has a religion, even if it's atheism. Everybody worships something. We're born that way. We can't get away from it. So what is America's religion now? Well, as it happens, we have video. This is from St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Fargo, North Dakota. It was taken on April 2nd. That was the first Sunday after the mass killing in Nashville in which three adults and three children were murdered at a Christian school for being Christians. In the old America, Christian pastors would have preached about this. They would have acknowledged the evil on display, and they would have prayed for those who had been killed. A form of that is still happening today, but the roles have been inverted. In America's new religion, the victims are not the children who died in Nashville. The victim is the woman who killed them, because Audrey Hale called herself transgender. She was, by definition, a holy martyr. Watch this pastor in a formerly Christian church compare Audrey Hale to Jesus. Begin video clip. Michael Uwaji, pastor, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Fargo, North Dakota, leaders were looking for any excuse, valid or not, to crucify Jesus, and they found that reason. It's baffling to me that someone's existence can be so threatening that people decide they need to be controlled, that they need to have laws made against them, or even worse, that the people that they find to be so threatening should die. End video clip. Carlson, so Audrey Hale's very existence as a transgender person was so threatening to authorities that they killed her just as the Pharisees killed Jesus. Her death had nothing to do with the fact she just murdered six people. That was the pastor's sermon at St. Mark's in Fargo. So it's pretty clear that St. Mark's Lutheran Church is no longer a Christian church. So what is it now? Well, it's a transgenderist church, one of many. Transgenderism is this country's fastest growing religion. Like many faiths, its theology features a supernatural transfiguration. The moment a person is transmogrified from one sex to another, converts to this faith, abandon their old lives and embrace an entirely new self, their former identities no longer exist. They're dead names. But here is one big difference: transgenderists do not believe in the God of monotheism. They believe that they themselves are God, with the power to control nature. And if you think about it, this should be a concern because it's a recipe for extremism. People who believe that they are God tend to react very badly when told that they're not. So if you're running the government, and you wanted to prevent violence in your own country, you would be very concerned about the growth of a cult like this. But the Biden administration is not concerned at all. In fact, it is cheering this cult on. Watch Joe Biden's spokeswoman, just days after the massacre of children in Nashville, explain that when transgenderists fight back, she approves. Begin video clip. Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. 14 states have now banned gender-affirming health care, while some of these laws are currently blocked by courts. This is a dangerous attack. This is awful news. Well, let's be very clear about that. LGBTQ+ kids are resilient, they are fierce, they fight back, they're not going anywhere, and we have their back. This administration has their back. End video clip. Carlson, they are fierce. They fight back. This administration has their back. So this is coming on the heels just days after a massacre in which children were murdered, apparently in response to laws against chemical and surgical castration of children. So the White House is not decrying that. The White House is endorsing it as clearly as it possibly could, and that's why no one from the Biden White House is visiting the grieving Christian families in Nashville. Instead, today, Kamala Harris went to Nashville to promote three Democratic Party legislators who led a riot at the State House. A riot designed to promote, yes, the cult of transgenderism. So consider the message here. We're on your side, and knowing we're on your side, you, the mentally ill who may be armed, are the victims, and you are being genocided. Your very existence is at stake. In other words, making paranoid people on the edge more paranoid. So fight back. You are fierce. This is not the message to give to religious nuts with weapons. And particularly not this group of religious nuts with weapons. This is a group that has for years been committing acts of violence at rates much higher than you would expect across a cross-section of the population. To give a few examples, last year, a trans girl tried to assassinate Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home. Then a self-described non-binary shooter, also a member of the cult, murdered five people at a Colorado nightclub. In 2019, a trans teenager shot nine people in a high school, killing one, that was in Denver. In 2018, a mentally ill transgenderist shot up a Rite Aid distribution center in Aberdeen, Maryland. That massacre killed four. So you can see where this is going, and you shouldn't be surprised by it. Mental illness leads to violence. This is a species of mental illness, and there is no mental illness greater than the delusion that you are God, and that is exactly what this cult teaches its adherents. You are God. You can change nature with your will, forget biology. Now, with the endorsement of the Biden administration, the terrorism that is the inevitable result of this belief system is accelerating. Police just arrested a man called William Whitworth. He's a transgenderist that uses the name Lily in the state of Colorado. Apparently, he had a kill list and a manifesto. He was planning to attack three schools and churches and apparently some talk show hosts, too. So it would be nice to see this manifesto or the kill list. But of course, you can't see it because the authorities are, as they have in Nashville, hiding it. Now, why are they hiding it? Because they have to. When your religious views violate the unyielding laws of nature itself, you have no choice but to hide things. You have to. Deception is mandatory, and it will soon be reflected in the law. That is already happening in Canada, which is in some sense the new California. If you want to know our future, just look north, not west. In Canada, transgenderism will soon be the justification for suspending all freedom of speech. A new law will ban speech that offends transgenderists near drag performances. So you can't complain. Watch. Begin video clip. Kristen Wong Tam, Ontario legislator. The drag communities are done waiting for this government to take real action in effective ways, and so is the Ontario NDP. The proposed legislation does two things, and I will go through them. Firstly, it enables the Attorney General to create a 2 SLGC plus community safety zone to prohibit, within 100 meters of the property, any homophobic, transphobic, act of intimidation, threat, offensive threats, offensive remarks, protest, disturbance, and distribution of hate propaganda within the meaning of the criminal code. It also comes with it a penalty of $25,000 if prosecuted successfully. End video clip. Carlson. So here's a rule of thumb that is worth tacking on your refrigerator because it explains so much. If the people who claim to be victims are working to oppress you, they're not actually victims, they are oppressors. And once again, with this cult specifically, that is inevitable. Because at its core is a provable lie, defied and revealed by the unchanging laws of science. We do not have the power to change our sex. It is in our DNA. It is in our bone structure. You dig up a fossilized skeleton thousands of years later, and you can tell it's sex. We can't change that, much as we might want to. Much as we might feel deep sympathy for those who want to, we still can't change it. That is true. And so, of course, they have to criminalize your observing that it's true, because that is a challenge to the core of their faith. These are religious extremists on a jihad against the population. And in order to win, they have to force everyone to lie, period. But there are always a few who refuse, no matter what, to lie, and one of those is Riley Gaines. So last year, Riley Gaines was a collegiate swimmer at the University of Kentucky. During an NCAA championship, she and her teammates were forced to compete against a man called William Thomas. Now, There's been a lot of news coverage of William Thomas, but here's the truth. Thomas had been a male swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania. And he had a lackluster swimming career, so he came up with a plan. He decided to give himself a female name. And soon he started winning women's swimming competitions. So what do you call that? Well, you call it cheating. That's cheating, and Thomas' cheating was not a secret, it was obvious to everybody. But only Riley Gaines was brave enough to say something about it. She came on our show last July. Begin video clip. Riley Gaines, collegiate swimmer, that night we watched Leah Thomas win a national title and blow all the other females completely out of the water. And that next day we came back, and the mood had shifted to where people were mad. The girls, you know, there were tears, these poor 9th and 17th place finishers who missed out on being named an All-American. There is extreme discomfort in the locker room. There's, you know, kind of these grumbles. Carlson, was he wandering around the women's locker room? Gaines, yes, and that's not something, you know, we were forewarned about. Which I don't think is right in any means, changing in the locker room with someone who has different parts. End video clip. Carlson, so you can probably tell just from that clip that Riley Gaines is not an ideologue. She's not a political activist. She was a college swimmer and assumed that she would be just that, a college swimmer. But she was forced into a place where she had no choice but to tell the truth. She was not going to violate her own conscience. The story she told us was almost hard to believe in a supposedly rational country. But it was real, and because nobody else had the courage to stop this trend before it accelerated, similar things began to happen all over American sports and with predictable results. In November, the National Hockey League sponsored an all-trans draft tournament. A male crossdresser was allowed to compete against women. What do you think happened? Well, during the game, the man lightly chucked a woman into the boards and gave her a concussion. Yes, because he's a man, she's a woman. In October, a North Carolina high school volleyball player suffered a significant head injury after another man dressed as a woman spiked the ball at her head. You can watch that on YouTube. It's on video. It's awful. But nobody should be surprised that it happened. 9 years ago, a man called Fallon Fox declared himself a woman and competed in a mixed martial arts fight against a competitor called Tamika Brands, who was a woman. In a total of 36 seconds on the mat, Fox fractured the bones of Tamika Brands' face and won the fight. As Tamika Brands later put it, "I've never felt so overpowered in my life, and I'm an abnormally strong female." Well, yes, because even an abnormally strong female, which she is no match for most biological men. Everybody knows that. It is measurable. We don't need to guess. But almost nobody at this point, at this deeply contemptible point of cowardice in the West, almost nobody will say that because they're afraid. But Riley Gaines will say that because she's not afraid. So last night, Gaines went to San Francisco State University to talk about her experiences in NCAA swimming. And Riley Gaines is not a hater. She is a measured, decent person who believes in logic and reason and finding common ground with people who disagree with her. She does not think she is God, but that fact that she does not believe that she is God makes her a terrifying threat to the zealots who do believe they're God. And so at San Francisco State last night, the zealots attacked her. A mob surrounded Riley Gaines and prevented her from moving through the hallways. At one point, the thugs said they wouldn't let her pass unless she paid them money. During the chaos, a man dressed as a woman punched her several times. The mob howled with rage, screaming, threats and obscenities. We're not overstating. Here's what it looked like. Begin video clip. Unidentified person, trans rights are human rights. Unidentified person, yes, you, bleep, transphobic, bleep. Unidentified person, I, bleep, see you. Unidentified person, trans rights are human rights. Crowd chanting trans women are women. Unidentified person, trans rights are human rights. Unidentified person, bleep, you. Unidentified person, bleep, you. Crowd chanting trans women are women. Unidentified person, you stupid, bleep. Crowd chanting trans women are women. End video clip. Carlson, that's the most dangerous extremist group in the United States. There's no mistaking that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.